In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear first communicants, a long time ago, Martha and Mary received Jesus into their house as a guest. Today, Jesus is coming into the house of your soul. In the secrets of your heart, you prepare this visit with joy and a love like never before. This is why you made your first confession. You have been praying to Jesus every day because you want to make sure your heart is ready for Jesus. When you receive Jesus in Holy Communion, you will tell him you love him, and you will thank him for coming to you. To receive so great a guest as Jesus, how did you prepare? You have learned about Jesus, his life, and his teaching. You know, and you are able to say your prayers. But how do you get ready just before receiving Jesus? Your heart has to be full of love and desire for Jesus. Your behavior at Mass shows this deep love. We show Jesus our love and desire in church by our reverence in how we act. We genuflect, we scare, we make a sign of the cross with attention, we show respect for God's house by not running and chatting. How fortunate we are at St. Patrick's because we have a communion rail. We can receive Holy Communion kneeling, which is a sign of our respect for and adoration of Jesus. This is done out of reverence for the presence of Jesus in Holy Communion. When we receive the host, we are receiving not just a thing, but Jesus himself. After we have received Jesus, we go back to our seats. What should we do then? We do not talk to other people. We now talk to Jesus. In the Gospel, we read how Martha and Mary welcome Jesus into their house. Dear first communicants, you are more blessed because you receive him right into your own body and soul. What do you say to him? First of all, thanks, Jesus, for coming to you in this special way. Praise and adore him. Tell Jesus how much you love him. With Jesus visiting you, talk to him about those for whom you pray. During this special time, your parents, your grandparents, your godfather, godmother will help you to do this by encouraging you to be quiet and prayerful. After Mass, everyone will want to meet you and to be photographed with you. I am sure you will have lots of nice things to eat. Jesus also wants you to celebrate and to have fun with your family. He wants you to enjoy yourselves. Just remember that it is all because Jesus has come to you. You will get gifts, an envelope with money inside. But the most important gift today is Jesus coming to you in Holy Communion. Jesus coming to you is the best gift you will receive today. Jesus is more important than all the money or presents or nice food. Continue to pray to Jesus and Mary every day because they love you so much. Dear families, parents, and friends, today you surround these children and we remember our first communion, those nice hours when everyone was happy with God. Parents, this is a great day for you also. Today, your children are fully nourished with you around the table of the Lord for the first time. Today, your family is united in Jesus, the only one who nourishes us fully. When you had your children baptized, you were reminded that you are their first teachers, first educators of their faith. They learned their faith from you before anybody else, as you taught them to make the sign of the cross and to say their prayers. During these early years, you have helped them so much to know about God. For many years to come, what you say, what you do, will influence their faith and their friendship with Jesus and Mary. No matter what the teacher, who is excellent, or parish does, unless the children sense their parents' faith, they will not absorb faith. The faith you hand on will be their strength through life. You hand on faith, dear parents. You have no choice about that. The choice you have is to hand on faith, the faith badly or well. Your family needs faith in God. It's not something they need only when there is a crisis. Teachers and priests cannot plant faith in the heart of your children if you do not. Jesus said, "What does it profit to gain the whole world, but to lose your soul?" Dear parents, our Holy Mother, the Holy Church, holds you in its heart today and says to you, families, I love you. Today, the essential fight of the Church is around the family and the protection of human life. The family is indeed the cradle of love and of the Christian faith. Together, you will develop sanctity. Your family has a supernatural destiny. It's a school of Christian life. It reflects the love of Christ. It is made for prayer. It is a foretaste of the family in heaven. You Catholic parents are the craftsmen of the human and Christian future. While society so often tells us, enrich yourself, it is better to prefer simplicity. While the world suggests doing things the easy way, it's better to prefer true and everlasting joy based on God. But all the joys are demanding. Look at the clarity of the souls of these children. You see them receiving communion for the first time. After today, you will care for them with love at every Mass. so that every communion can be as beautiful as today. After Mass, dear parents, when you leave the church, you will celebrate this day in your family. Do not forget that today your child has become a little living tabernacle. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.